We're going to look at the UK general election, not necessarily from a too much of a political standpoint, but look at its potential outcomes and what the implications of those are going to be on the markets. We've had an incredible bull run in the last 5-6 years across most major asset classes in the markets. That obviously can't continue forever. So what sort of potential weaknesses within the markets will the elections expose? How can we position our portfolios so that they're relatively defensive but still take advantage of the opportunities out there?
Presumably, a lot of that is about sentiment within the market, depending on how the election goes.
Yeah, very, very much so. So the market sentiments in the last 5-6 years has generally been very positive. So we see a loss of volumes pushing markets upwards. It's only a couple of weeks since the UK's FTSE 100 broke through its previous highs, now settled 1 or 2% above that. But investor sentiment is quite a fickle thing, and of course the UK general election is an incredibly interesting event this time with a multitude of possible outcomes. Some of those the markets I think are positioned for; others I think that the markets will have a wobble.
Is it more difficult for the markets because there's no sort of clear overall winner? It's not a two-horse race, if you like, this time round. It may well come to a coalition. Does that affect sentiment?
Yeah, certainly does. The two main UK political parties of the last 20, 30 years, for whatever reason, don't have the dominance of votes. I think that they used to. If perhaps 60% of the UK voting public vote this time, 33-34% of that vote is likely to go to the two main parties. So we'll have a situation where only perhaps 20% of the UK population will have voted for the main party in Parliament, and that main party won't have enough political dominance in Westminster to push through the bills it needs to push through on its own. So it'll have to partner up with one of the minority coalition partners, and the interesting question is what will the different outcomes be from those coalitions.
I'm no market expert, I should say, but uncertainty is one of those things that markets loathe generally.
Yeah, if markets are generally feeling cautious about the world, if there is a certain amount of reticence to take risk, if there are these one-off difficult events, it can cause the markets a big problem. So a 10-15% correction wouldn't be unusual. In this environment, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, markets are very risk embracing. So it's not unusual at the moment to see 5, 10, 15% gains per annum across most of the major asset classes. And with that sort of underlying positive sentiment, I think in the absence of any serious underlying structural problem, a sell-off might well be an opportunity to buy good assets at depressed prices in the short term.